Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild today, live and happier than ever. We are here today with Spirit Wind, the messenger, and I want to welcome you, Spirit Wind. Hey.
Hi. Hi, Jethro.
Hi.
It's good to connect with you.
It's good to connect with you, and I thank you. We've all been waiting patiently and excited. Spirit Wind is going to do some readings today and talk with some of you. Those of you who've been on know how we do it on Psychics Gone Wild. You call in 773-897-6461, and you get a lot of fun. And what's going to happen here in just a moment is we're going to have a free reading. But quickly, I want to go through just a little bit of information. We have gotten more psychics on. We have now got Spirit Wind, the messenger, will be on Wednesdays. On Saturday, it's Psychic Jethro. On Sunday, Sandra Green. On Tuesday and Thursdays, KC Kelly and the Destiny Cards. And this is just the start of it. So those of you who have been tuning in, please bear with us. Keep continuing. And I'm going to let the hostess go into her fun that she does. And Spirit Messenger, you've got 267. 267, you're live on Living Room Psychic Realm with Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. My name's Crystal, and I actually called in the show yesterday, but I couldn't hear too well regarding a relationship.
Great. I'm glad you called in, Crystal. And what I'm really looking
for. And the person I'm concerned about. And the person I'm calling about, his name's Jerome. And his date of birth
is it Tyrone?
Jerome. With a J.
Jerome. Yeah. Okay, Jerome. Okay, and you are a Cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not really up on my astrology. You know, I don't do astrology, but I do know a little. And you're calling about Jerome.
Yes.
I take it you're looking to say, did you say something about a pregnancy?
No, I said he's kind of in a depression state.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, he's one of those people that, first impression is he can't make up his mind. One minute he wants one thing, the next minute he wants something else. He's just not, I don't see him as being all that focused right now. And I don't think he's been focused for some time. I think he has feelings, but sometimes I think he gets cold feet. He gets scared because, and how do I want to say it? There's a part of him that really wants to have a relationship, I think, but then there's another part of him that's really scared of it.
That ex-girlfriend keeps hitting there in peace. I feel that. And yesterday, we were getting that, and they'll help you a little bit here. Unfortunately, Spirit Wind has just come in, and there's an ex-girlfriend here. I'm going to fill her a little bit in on the psychic work you did, Energy. As, when she called in, and what was really good here with Crystal was that this person seemed to be really...
it's like he's drawn in, and then he goes the other way, and it's difficult for him because they do have a connection, but at the same time, the way she's acting right now is not conducive to a healthy relationship. There's nothing healthy about it, but they're doing this little karmic dance, and they just keep. It's like when you get your car tires, or truck tires stuck in the mud, your wheels spin. And I seem to think, you know, that seems to be what's going on. It's like he's spinning his wheels. One minute he wants you, the next minute she's drawing him in with something. She's somebody that she doesn't like to let go. She just wants to. I don't think she really wants him so much as she doesn't want somebody else to have him.
Right.
She just wants. You know, it's almost like somebody that. Oh, I'm going to be a spoiler here. You know, I know he really doesn't want me, but I'm going to use all the tricks I know to keep him interested. But it doesn't. It partially works, and it partially.
What we've had, if you've been paying attention, you can get that 50% reading. If you get a hold of any of us at our WW site or our emails, we're giving that. If you put down Psychics Gone Wild, we've had a new turn of events that. I want to let you know real quick here. We brought back the psychic classes, and we are doing that for Blog Talk Radio at $25 per class instead of the $50 per class if you put down Psychics Gone Wild or you have one of the cards from the Psychics Gone Wild. So I want you to check with that. And I love the fact that we've had quite a bit of people asking about those. One thing with the aura class, if you were taking that, you do have at least 7 of them. I don't know who this sponsor is, but if you lost one of your chakras, you don't need a doctor. We need to see what's happened. So that was kind of a wild email we got in, and I just had to put that in real quick. I thank you, Spirit of Wind. We've got you going here, and we've also got 484. You're live on Psychic Stone Wild. How are you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I tried to call in yesterday, but I couldn't hear nothing in the show, so I'm calling back today.
Hi.
Basically, my question is, okay, what do you see here for me and Jay? His name is Jay, J-A-Y, and my name is Antoinetta.
Antoinetta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my brain will kick in here. I was up all night, so it's a wonder, but there's something keeps drawing him back there. For some reason, he just can't seem. He's another one of those that just can't let go. He's doing another karmic dance. Once he comes to that realization that where he's at, even though he says he doesn't want to be there, and on some level he doesn't want to be there, but also on another level there's that pull, and it stems from the, like I said, there's that karmic connection. There's something that keeps pulling him back in. He doesn't want to be there. You know, it's not, like I say, I don't see it happening anytime in the near future, because for some reason he's still got that, he's still that weak-willed person that he wants his kids, but he doesn't realize that it's not healthy, because that environment, if they're fighting all the time and the police are involved, that's a very unhealthy environment, not just for them, but it's very unhealthy for their children.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them are setting a terrible example for those children.
I know.
If you could help him. This life, it seems like even helping him, he can't release. I agree very much with and Spirit Wind is talking about trying to get out of it. I see later in the year there's some other problems there. I keep seeing police life. I see this being worse with it. I see this building to the point where they're even putting some paperwork there, something they're talking about. Actually, a problem with that there is what I'm getting.
I agree, and I'm wondering, I guess my sense is that it could possibly involve, Department of Human Services, and the children are taken away.
Well, she already has hit him, and she got arrested in February, and there was supposed to be a court hearing, but he's back there again, and now he's not talking to me. So I don't know what's going on, and I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm just trying to help him. And then he cuts me out of his life. I haven't physically talked to him in over 2 weeks.
Right now, there's nothing you can do.
But
he's where he's at, and he's gotten to this, to the realization of what, what's really right in front of his nose, that he has to get out.
And you
because
don't see that happening anytime soon?
No, unfortunately, I don't. I give it 6 months, a year, somewhere in there. I just don't see him doing it, because she's got him in that state where he doesn't dare. He feels like if he leaves, what's going to happen to his kids? And he really loves his kids, and he doesn't want to lose them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that he's got, at this point, he's got enough backbone to say, I'm going to fight for custody of them or do anything. I think he's
well,
sort of in that cycle of abuse, because.
If,
go ahead.
What happens if he stays in that situation like they're doing, and like the other psychic just had said a couple minutes ago, Human Services gets involved and removes the children, and then they're in with children and youth. Then what?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Then
that
no one
did.
Well, yeah, and I'm hurt because now I can't even have a conversation with him. I can't even have him in my life. I feel like I'm being punished. And I didn't do nothing wrong. I was just here trying to help him. And now what am I, just kicked to the curb? I mean, is he even going to come around or talk to me or anything?
See, and I think that very much, but the other thing is I do think him staying back, I think that he's kind of, and it is, the word I like was It's like that, you know, there seems to be here with you going on, and it's like something else has happened here that I like. What, and we're kind of, we're in spirit when you're saying the same thing, but there is something here. There is a sad, there's some kind of codependency, and I think that you're right. As the children go out, you would think, okay, the children aren't there no more. There's no longer that pawn there for her to utilize. I'm not saying they are, because I'm a very advocate children I love, but I'm saying the woman's using that, like spirit, when they're saying, as a pawn. I see the really strong thing happening here as we're going through the energy of everybody that has been involved, like you and others, him lashing out because he really can't go after her. There seems to be the word she used earlier was this karmic dance. I think there's also some obviously karmic energy that they're trying to get you into the thing that now he's got you back, as we were talking about. You put your energy there. You've got yourself going with it, and you're putting out all of this karmic energy. And I think that she is feeding. I think this ex is not only crazy, I think she's psychically taking his energy and yours, because you and him were close to that. I do see you and him together later. I see this going. I see part of it is you can't let go. I mean, not to be, it's a compliment. How many people would have kicked into the curb and ran like a wild person? A lot. And you didn't, and I think that's where I really feel with you. I feel tears from you. I feel that you're just as headstrong as they're sick. You're just as headstrong, and right will prevail. I keep feeling that. I feel like you have, in another life, did have energy with them. And I think there's a sad thing that emotionally I think that's gone on is I think that they all
did have that dream. Now, I don't know how soon that's going to happen, but when I dream, my dreams usually are right.
I can feel that. And I feel with your sensitivity and your gift, with being born with the gift and with the years of being passed and back, I agree with you. I think your guides are telling you two things. One, the car is always your love and relationship. How did the car look to you? Do you remember, or did it look identical to the car you have?
Well, it's her car. It's a black car. It's the car that her and him drive, but the car belongs to her, and she's driving the car, and he's in the passenger seat. And basically, I guess she's throwing him the heck out of the apartment. She can't take it no more. And she knows about me. And she knows where I live. And she pulls up, and she puts all of his black garbage bags onto the curb here. And he's carrying them up my walkway, which I've seen in a dream. And he's bringing them here into my living room. And my sofa's here, and the bags are all right here in the living room. And then 2 days later, I have... Mm-hmm. And he's been in and out of my house here with his belongings. He came January 23rd with some belongings, a garbage bag, and then he came on February 14th. He came without a garbage bag, but he came here and stayed for a while because of all the fighting and the police and the carrying on. But then he leaves.
See, and so I would think Spirit went. Would you agree with me? Obviously, the vehicle's the love. She's driving it, so she's in control of this relationship, the love for both women. I think her dreams are very accurate, and the bags to me, the black bags, would be all the problems they're bringing there. And sadly, then leaving them, I would say that could be interpreted both ways. I'm dream analogy with you, and I agree with you. I know that, you know, and you're right about, you know, dreams are very accurate. I'm not saying from that or anything ever taken away from that. What I'm getting and what I'm really feeling the angels are trying to tell you is they're also telling you that they've had some other work there that the angels are saying that they're bringing to you, and that's been bringing in all of this energy to really basically get you back into that work. And what I feel bad. We have to run. Please get with the rest of the psychics because we're on a slow show today. You've got to play with our little spirit wind, and you're going to get to see it next Wednesday. Please call in every day. We've got a new psychic on. I'm sorry we have to run on you. 484, but I'm getting people beeping, and they're calling me names that aren't nice. And what I really love is, if you know, please call in anytime. We do a little free mini reading. Get with us. She was very accurate, and I do feel like you, that I'd like to see a year forecast with you and predict when it is, because we give you this little bit, but you really sit down and focus with one of the psychics. We both are family and spirit ones, and we find out. We have psychics sometimes. They're psychic, and they come in. Me and spirit ones are in. You're welcome to call into the show, but if you sign in and you kick us out, I'm going to be cranky. So I need to warn you. But I
No.
Really
no cranky. Not allowed.
She knows me. Yes, that's true. I don't get cranky. But what we've got happening...
No, I've never known you to be cranky yet, but...
That's true. And
hang on with me long enough, I'll make you cranky.
We got a good friend here from Chicago. How are you doing, Crystal?
I'm doing fine.
Hi, Crystal.
Thank you for calling.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Crystal. You've got me and you've got Spirit with the Messenger. We're thanking you for calling in. And go ahead and give us your question.
Well, I had one question, and I've been thinking about it actually for on and off throughout the years. I had a friend that's like, she's been really nice to me, and my sister, and I knew her since I was a junior in high school. And by the way, her name is Shante Warner. So she's been like, I don't know, like a third sister or something. But she's been really sweet to me and my sister, and we hung out with her and everything. But meanwhile, she, when we started college, she had another friend that she met while she was in school. And the girl that she was around wanted her to go to a club and do these other activities with her. And she would kind of come back to me and talk to me about her situation with a friend and ask me if it was right to basically talk to her in so many words or, you know, just hang out around her without asking me, is it okay, Crystal? You know, because I can read, I can see right, you know, through her. So I'm like, okay, well, if you don't feel comfortable around her, don't talk to her anymore. She's going to treat you like you're less than anything. And
you know, being friends with someone because she's not seeing, and you're right, there's only so much you can tell her. She's got to figure it out for herself because I think she's one of those that she's not, she sees what she wants to see. She hears what she wants to hear.
Right,
and
yeah,
I would say she,
exactly.
If you tell her something negative, she doesn't want to hear it.
No, really, no.
No, she doesn't
That's
like to hear the negative. And I don't, I think that, you know, your insights on the other woman, that, is it Dominique, the other woman?
Yeah, Dominique.
Yeah, I think that
it's like being a friend, being there for her, showing her that, you know, that she'll listen to her and help her pick out this little item for some party they were going to have. And she picked this watch. She picked out, she said, this is a low budget, you know, I know you, your finances are, you know, not where it's supposed to be, so why don't you just have this, you know, this nice little watch, you know, it's to the point, you know, and you can give that to her, you can present that to her. And she's like, no, I don't want that, you know. And so far, from what you've been telling me, she doesn't really want to be your friend, and I don't think she really likes you. So
no,
if you try to ask someone,
right,
if you ask someone for their opinion, you're supposed to somewhat take it into consideration, or you don't have to. But she didn't want to because she came back and it's all these stories and like she's doing her wrong and this and that. And it's a situation when they had food and she asked if she go ahead, you'll find out, honey.
That's cool. she's one of those.
I love
that.
We'll find out.
Yeah, well, she's the kind of person that the school of hard knocks.
Well, I said, you like being mistreated? Go on ahead. That makes you feel good? Go on ahead. I said, you know what? I'll be your friend always. You can always talk to me, you know, about anything. But if you want to feel like you want a friend, you want to find someone out there in the streets that that can use.
Man. She's gonna come with her tail between her legs, and she's gonna solve all over you. And
yeah,
then you know, because she's finally gonna get it, and then and like, why did you know? And I don't get it. I don't understand where her head's at. But I think it's, you know, she's got hub disease, head up butt.
Yeah,
it's another
situation. It's that girl. Now, we already know about that situation with her friend, and I already felt that, you know, that was a waste of time, and I said you need to move on. If you want more friends, find friends that are, like, on your level. They're calm, and you can talk to them and get along with them. Don't try to, you know, affiliate yourself with people that are like wild, and they say, come with me, do this, and I want you to, you know, do that. Let me use you in place of something and this and that. I'm like, if that's what you want, you go on ahead. But then there's another situation with her boyfriend. Now, I'm not too particular about him, but I think he's all right, but I'm still not sure. but she fell out with this guy, and it's an iffy situation with me. Like I said, I'm not trying to be her mother, but it's just when she tells me these stories, it just blows my mind. I'm like, okay. So I really don't think her situation with the boyfriend should continue. And by the way, his name is Eric.
Eric? No, I don't. Here. I don't think he's the most upstanding fellow.
I'm not trying to put him down now because that's her boyfriend. But
no.
From throughout the years, from what I've been told by her, you know, that's what I picked up. That's how I feel that from her. I mean, that's how I am. I can like pick her feelings, or you know, if anyone were to talk to me, I can kind of pick up their feelings or emotions. And this and that. So I see there's no way that's going to happen if this guy is trying to pay off a loan. That's not going to work. Loans, I don't trust them anyway, but I told her, make sure he does what he does. You know, make sure you stay, you know, on with him and make sure he, you know, pays that loan off or gets that job. And at first he wasn't doing anything and he was so tired and worn out. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Life is over. I'm like, life isn't over. And I said, you better, you know, we have good talks sometimes, and sometimes I'm not agreeing with most of them because they make me, like, you know, just want to stop talking to her, or I got to go. Like, I don't mean to do that, but it's just, I can't deal with it.
No,
but I really
it's almost like you want somebody that you can talk to and have something of intelligence coming out of it.
Yeah.
And she's just sort of, you know, it's like mind numbing. There it is, and the, you know, the brain is just oozing out because there's nothing there. You know, she's just. I don't want to insult anybody, but it's almost like the stereotypical dumb blonde, and I won't.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Not trying to insult anybody because I've been a blonde before in my life, but you know.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, I'm a blonde now.
What? Well, you're
I'm
not
a blonde
dumb.
Now.
Well, they do have the dumb. They do have the dumb blonde male jokes, but you know.
Oh wow!
I understand it. Thank you, Spirit Wind. You
I
love,
don't
want
to
you
give
love
it.
You. I'm glad you're back. You want to hear Crystal, and I love it. I'm glad you're here. Stay with
okay.
us. Yeah. We're on
I'm glad to be talking to you.
Add a,
yeah, take care.
Right on. We're going to add another person right now. So you stay on, Crystal. And you're here with me, and you're here with Spirit Wind, the messenger. And I'm going to have it right today because I'm having a sweet impediment. Too much talking, like you just know, eating food. And I want to thank you because we've got Casey Kelly is on from the Destiny Cards on Thursday. How are you doing, Kelly?
Pretty good. I'm listening. It's like I'd actually like to have Spirit Wind see what she has to say for me.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I appreciate that. I really do.
Oh, well, I'm interested. It's like, because I'm, like I've always, you know, I've always told Jethro, it's like, you know, a lot of times, you know, psychic people, it's like intuitive, it's like, you know, we get in the middle of all those trees and we can't see the forest for the trees, and it's like I'm kind of there right now, and he knows the bumper card ride we're on. It's like I just want to see if
I'm going through that myself.
Seems like we all are. It's a real big bumper card ride.
Right, because I was guessing this morning on I can't remember, some guy named Marcus. He has a show on, but it's on the spirituality section.
Oh,
I met
cool.
him through Psychic X Journeyman, and we've connected. He's a light worker. We'll be land here.
You need
talking
help
about
to coffee.
Begin,
that's
so I'm going to have to be careful what
coffee.
I say. What?
Oh,
I don't drink coffee.
Out.
If I'd have to drink decaf coffee because caffeine and I do not get along too well.
No. I'll give the quick infomercial. No, the healthy coffee, it's like it's got this herb that's been in use for like 4,000 or 5,000 years, depending on which source you talk to, and it neutralizes the acid and it neutralizes most of the caffeine, and it is healthy. It's truly healthy coffee for you because of the herb in it. It's real coffee, but it's got an herb in it. So it's like, have Jethro tell you about that.
I got really bad. Your most pressing issue? No, besides your pants? Okay.
But I currently have 5 patches on. Thank you. No.
Yeah, right. No, I No, no, it's not. It's not about you buying a new pair of blue jeans. I think that I somehow think that you're. I know you're doing very well with your show.
Okay.
I can sense that, but I sometimes think there's still a little bit of that insecurity there about how am I really doing.
You know, there's.
Or am I wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly where you're supposed to be headed. You're on the right path. You may. Thank you, Eamon. My cat, one of them. I think that you're absolutely in the right, going in the right direction. You're just not sure that you are.
Okay.
It's almost like you're looking, you know, here's the forest. There's a path right there, right through the middle of the big fir trees, and you're just peeking around each one going, am I, you know, is the path really here? Am I where I'm supposed to be? Yes, and what I'm seeing right now, and I'm sure you're probably familiar with it, because I'm, as you know, I'm a clairvoyant, I'm seeing the Fool from the tarot deck.
Oh, wow.
Take
okay.
that leap of faith, because I think, for some reason I want to say, I think there's something that you really want to do. You've got some project that you really want to do.
I got about 15 projects. It's like right now relocating is prime.
Okay. I think what I would take from that, and I am not haven't gotten proficient yet at any of my decks, and I have more than just the tarot decks. And I think
that'd
it's going to be within your budget. I'm not sure if you're looking to rent or if you're looking to buy.
We're not sure of that either. My question is state location, because I know that Jethro and I had started on something once upon a time there, you know, several days ago, and it's like,
right.
And he said something about there was one place that would be good for me for a relationship, and the other one that he just kind of saw, you know, and we're talking different states here, that
right.
would be not, you know, so he said, I see you dating.
You know, I'm actually seeing the forest again, this vision of this, you know, the
cool.
path right there, it's straight right through the trees. And all you have to do is step out from behind the tree and just keep heading straight.
Keep going.
Exactly. Cool. One foot in front of the other, because they say a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
A single step. Yep. Yep. I have that on
and
my wall. I do.
Right. That's what you have to do, is just keep going and keep focused. You know where you're headed. You know where you want to go.
More or less. Eventually,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, I have two smaller people at home. It's like, I'm not truly going to be a single person for at least another 8 years. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, I only raised a couple for 5 years, so I was never able to have my own.
Oh, okay.
Well, I blame that on my ex, and it's probably just as well if you knew my ex. Yeah, that was very strange, because my ex, I tell people, I'm right up front about it. My ex was a minister who decided he wanted to become a woman. They did they did renew their vows in New York State. It was really weird.
I hate to
because
interrupt you
my
guys. We're running out of we're running
okay.
close on time. I hate to interrupt you, but
okay.
Okay. Going into the next one.
No, well, contact me again,
okay,
and I'll give you more.
Go
ahead.
It's like
you're
more,
absolutely going in the right direction.
It's like, let me listen in here. It's like, hey, at least.
As you got the other parts that got there, we've got that happening. And I thank you guys. What we've also had is that as we go through the button, it's like it's gone wild.
Oh, hi. Wow, that was fast. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm
hi.
Trying to get everybody in. Hi, I'm glad you're home.
Oh, cool. What do you need anything from me for a reading?
Well, try your name.
Okay, Sue.
Sue.
Yeah.
Okay, just sometimes it helps me. I usually ask people for their birth date.
Oh, August 29th.
August 29th. That makes you Virgo, right?
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah. August 29th. Okay. So what's your question?
I'm in a bit of a crossroads here. Do you see any life changes in the next little while? And what do you see?
At a crossroads. Yeah, Now, the one thing I just keep, when you said crossroads, I just get the vision that it's one of those railroad crossing signs. It's like you're right in the middle, and you're really not sure, do I go left, do I go right, do I go straight? The one thing that I guess I would say is, go with your gut. Now, what does your gut tell you at this point? Because I don't see anything. I don't see anything really drastic coming up.
Do you see a move? Do you see relationships? Do you see any kind of job change? Anything like that?
Relationship. Sometime within the next 2, 3, 4, 5 months, somewhere in there, maybe. I think that someone's going to come along that will be that you'll find very interesting, that you'll be attracted to, and I think there'll be something starting up.
I like that. I agree. And I feel that with you, Sue. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're both picking up energy, so you're going to get a little double reading there.
Sure.
It's the phone clicking. They said you had a past where there was a part of the relationship that kind of clicked a little odd there. And they said that there was this last year is that the new relationship is that you're pretty much going to be a different situation. They're telling me that you're looking there to find some different situations for this.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Like your patterns, like the feng shui that's in your house. One of the really good things is I want you to do me a favor and just look into your house and look at the right, farthest right corner of the building. Not the corner, when you walk in your house, your farthest right corner. Do you know what's in that corner?
Farthest right corner. It's hard to determine what the farthest right corner is, to tell you the truth.
That's okay. And the reason I'm just saying that is that when people ask, and I see this in relationship a lot, is you want to have in your farthest right corner of your house, you want to have red, you want to have positive. They're showing me within that four-foot space is the things going on in energy here. And what I'm picking up, we had this yesterday, one of the questions, and one of the really good excellent things we get when we go into this is who's asking with the relationship. And I would say that if you want new relationship and the energy, that's telling me that they're, right now you're ready to have that. That's what I was meaning earlier. The guys are telling me that there's a new energy around you. There's a restlessness around you. And I pick up that you're looking for a new energy. So what I was doing was I'm giving you a metaphysical or psychic thing that helps feng shui is to put something in that corner that's brand new. You'd ask them, and what they're telling me that it's not, I'm not saying like it's a big thing with you. I'm just thinking that the guys are trying to do this flow. When I picked up your energy, when you asked with Spirit Wind, I picked up that there was something there kind of blocking. So I was trying to help you in the energy because it helps me as you talk there, and I get to pick that up because, you know, and a lot of people, well, I don't do things right. Well, you know, it doesn't matter if you do or you don't. The really good thing in the cycle that has an energy is what to be really accurate, correct in the psychic. If we pick up that energy, then we're here to help. But I didn't think you were very emotional or sad. I'm just saying that I feel like the guides are showing me that there's a new strength there. I do see a new personal relationship, so I was trying to pick that up is what I was looking at. So, Spirit Wind, are you feeling that? Are you sensing that, or am I way off today? I mean, I'm in Florida, and it is hot, so maybe I'm...
Just in case somebody's listening in, our friend, I won't say anything, the one in Florida, no. I was going to joke about her being the problem, but no. I think that she's looking for something, and she's ready for it, traveled. And I think I would say take the road less traveled because it's much more interesting.
Well, that's been my life. That's always been my life. That's nothing new. Yeah.
Right. It's that saying, and I've forgotten it totally, completely. But it's the idea of don't follow the regular path. Go where there's no path and make your own.
No, at this stage of my life, I've already lived that life. That's the life. That's the road I've been on.
To me, it's where you belong, because at least myself, I'm not a sheeple. I just don't like being a sheeple. I don't have that the follow the herd mentality. I'm actually the beat of my own drummer, maybe offbeat, but it's mine. and I do my thing, and I think that's where you're at. And you have gut feelings. You have your intuition. Use them. Don't discard them, because as somebody once told me, it was a very good friend of mine, one of my best friends, who's also a...
That things financially will get better for me so that I can... Because right now my quality of life is quite low, so I'm hoping it'll change.
I think that there's going to be an energy shift in your life. And I think, in the next 2 to 3 months, the energy is going to start shifting for the better. Because right now, I'd say right now it's sort of in a...
in a stagnant place. It's like almost like, well, maybe not, well, I say stagnant, but I also get the impression of the whirlpool, where everything just goes round and round and round, and nothing, you know, it doesn't really move because it's just staying, it's like running in place.
And I apologize for everyone that's come in today. We're running a little late, and thank you for calling.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
And, those of you who called in, please continue to come and call in with us. We are here live. Today was an hour show. Obviously, we need more than an hour with you, Spirit with the Messenger. I'm so excited. Thank you for coming on. You're going to be coming on Wednesdays. We also, I invite you always Saturday to
come. Strikes again.
Yes, and we're all looking at the energy. It looks like it's going to cut us off into the episode here, the last few seconds of it. Thank you, Casey Kelly, for calling in. Hang on tomorrow because she'll be here on the radio, and it looks like, I think, 1 p.m. Mountain Time. And you check in and see. You're going to hear her giving those Wild Destiny card readings 2 full hours. With Kelly going wild. Obviously, you never know who's coming on, and look forward to this weekend. We're going to surprise you. I know I'm there Saturday, and you have to be psychic to know who else is on. So hang on to your hats, and let's get crazy. Let's get nuts, gone wild again. Love you all. Bless you to bless yours. We're going to be talking to you real soon. Bye. We're obviously still on the air a little bit. We got a few more minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and report out a little bit of energy. Those of you who are still interested in getting a little bit more of a reading, we've got some time. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to run, and we're going to go ahead and give that little bit to you. So please hang on. Any of you who did call in today and missed with your calls, I have quite a few numbers here from 646. I do know this is a California phone number. I know those of you, my regular fans, I do apologize. It has obviously been a hard day to get that to happen. So any of you who are, you know, in here and working with me, please continue to listen. You know, we are going to go ahead and do whatever we can to get that in. Today we had Spirit Twin, the Messenger, having fun, going to be here with us next week, Wednesday live. So those of you who like to get contact, please email here at the Blog Talk Radio, and we'll get that person to you. We really are looking forward to having those of you who follow and go with it. You can see as we've been going through that we have a little bit more of things that are kind of going here. So as we are putting in the real things of it, we're looking forward to those of you doing it, and we're looking forward to be a criteria. And, yes, we do want you. So call, and we'll get a hold of you and get that going. One of the really good parts that we've had happening for the last couple of days is we've also got some other sites checking. So those of you who are familiar with other ones, please, you know, get a hold of me, and we'll talk to you soon. One more time, I'm going back in. I thank all of you who've been patient. We're in there. We are going through a little bit. You got to hear. And it's like as you go through, and it's like we look in here, as you see in the room, we've got one here, and Dee is going to be getting that free recent email reading. She'll be sending me 2 pictures, and of course, and she will get 2 free readings on those pictures, you know, and 2 pictures to that. I apologize, we're having some kind of technical cutout. I cannot pick up the calls or not staying on to catch you, so please try it again later. What I'd love to see and have is if you get in there, you send me that email, the recent picture, you'll get that free Aura One picture done. It's at psychicjessaol.com. We always are going wild, and we are still there for you. So thank you. Have a nice day.